Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Jeffrey Schiffman.
Welcome to SpartanCast, and we're joined by Matt Day, who's the Associate Athletic Director here at York College. But Matt is also a York College grad, graduated in 2002. Member of the baseball program, and came here as an All-American, also an academic All-American, and also the CAC Player of the Year in his senior year. First of all, thank you for joining us, and welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about your path to York College. When you were looking at colleges, was baseball the thing that you were looking for, or was it a combination, baseball and the college?
No, I definitely wanted to play baseball. I knew wherever I went, I wanted to play baseball in college. Ultimately, I thought I was going to end up down south. I had come from Delaware, so I was like, I'm tired of the spring weather in the Mid-Atlantic and
playing games the first week of March.
Yeah, I want to play in January and be able to play outside. But so I wanted to play baseball in college, and I thought I wanted athletic training, sports medicine, and in high school during my junior year, we actually have a career shadow week. So I did that and then decided, like, nah, I know that's not what I want to do. And then found out about sport management. And then when Coach Sakia started recruiting me and York had a sport management degree and I came on my visit, I knew it after my visit, this is where I wanted to be.
When you were making the decision about coming to York, obviously it became your career too, which is I think an important thing. We every one of the people that we've talked to in this SpartanCast, they came with the real thought of their degree when they got their degree from the college that was going to move them forward. For you, it was sports management. I've had a couple of nursing majors. Talk about what the curriculum did for you to make you, have a career in this field.
Mm-hmm. The one thing with our curriculum, and it's actually even more advanced now, I actually teach one of our intro to sport management courses, is the projects and the hands-on experience that we get. And on top of that, the practicum experience that the sport management students do. I actually had the opportunity to do my practicum hours with Scott Geis. So I was in my concentration with public relations, and then I did my internship at Franklin and Marshall in their athletic communications office. So, just being in the athletic department basically since my sophomore year all the way through, I knew that that's somewhere where I, would like to probably end up.
All right, let's talk about you graduate, you went away. Where did you go?
I moved back to Delaware and actually had the opportunity to play a year of independent baseball down in Macon, Georgia. So I got to play a year of the summer of 2003, played for the Macon Peaches, making a whopping $700 a month. Living in the
seemed like big money.
It probably was living in the first floor of an apartment with about five other guys sleeping on air mattresses, and when it was about 95 degrees outside,
Incredibly glamorous. See, I think that everybody thinks about professional sports but if you're in the minor leagues, it's not that glamorous.
No, peanut butter and jelly and trips to Walmart and so I got out and then actually was working in a pharmacy. My parents' neighbor owned a pharmacy. And I was able to work there, and he was flexible with my schedule. So in the off season, I was able to go and hit and throw and, stay in shape with all that. And then the Grumbacher opened up, and I knew I wanted to, stay in sport and put my degree to work, and actually applied for the director position, but with, no experience. I didn't get that, but came on part-time as a building supervisor and in charge of our intramural program. And then from there have just, went on to our director of campus recreation and have continued to move on here.
So you're a busy guy.
A little bit.
Your involvement is with both interscholastic, intercollegiate athletics, but also with the community, the college community itself, and that. How important is that to you?
That's huge. And one thing that on top of, like you said, the intercollegiate athletics, I also oversee all of our campus recreation. And one other thing that we've tried to do this year is a number of different school spirit events with tailgates and those types. Because, I know as a student athlete, having, the community and the fans and all that to come out and support, just adds to the experience here, and then ultimately adds to everybody's experience here as a York College student or, you know, employee, and it just makes for a better campus environment.
So what's your typical day like?
I don't know that I have a typical day.
That's good.
You know, well, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I start out. I teach an 8 a.m. intro to sport management course. And then
you have an 8 a.m. class. You
8 a.m. Really class.
Want to do that.
Yep.
Okay.
So
even I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I get up early. My son is up. You know, we actually make him stay in bed till 6 o'clock, but you know, I'm up before then. And, you know, just kind of whatever the day comes, whether it's working on intramurals, I oversee all of our compliance. So, I do compliance quizzes for our coaches, which they love me for.
You should explain what that is.
So, with our compliance, I oversee all of basically making sure that we follow all NCAA rules, regulations, the 300 and some page NCAA manual that there is. But each week I give them come up with a scenario and they have to answer it and give me the bylaw and all of that. So that's why some of them were probably not saying the nicest things about me this week. It was a little tricky, but, you know, it's just a professional development piece for them. But then, you know, whether it's meetings, I am the chair of our student wellness committee. I'm the co-chair of our employee wellness committee, you know, a lot of programming aspect and, you know, planning and those different types of things.
You said that you teach. How's that experience different from in front of the classroom than from sitting back there when having someone else teach you?
It's different because now I have all the eyes looking at me like, what are you talking about? Or, you know, what I tell them is, I have you 3 days a week at 8 a.m. for 50 minutes. You don't want me to stand up here and talk to you for 50 minutes. You know, so I really try to engage them, and because I know what it was like sitting in a class and just being lectured to for 50 minutes, especially at 8 a.m. You know, we actually start off each class with a current event in sport, and I try to get them to look at it from a sport manager's or administrator's perspective, not just the fan perspective. You know, well, yeah, this is how everybody sees it from the media standpoint, but if you're on the other side, if you're in that boss's chair, how are you going to handle this situation and try to give them the real life experience?
Give me an example.
Let's see, which ones have we talked about? A few semesters ago, we talked about the whole Ray Rice incident.
Okay.
The Michigan incident with their AD and their quarterback going back into the game with a concussion, and right, everybody wanted the athletic director fired and, you know, all of that. So
you're challenging them to kind of think outside the box.
Yeah, I try to.
I think that it's been my experience, too, with most students. They want to follow the normal path. It's our jobs, I think, to kind of show them there is no normal path.
Mm-hmm.
What's your first sort of advice to a student who's looking to get into the kind of career that you have? What's your advice to them?
I think the first thing that, and I, depending on what semester I teach, because we're in the spring semester, I actually moved the internship chapter, which is last in the book, up to first, is just get experience as soon as you can, because you don't want to get to your senior year and think that, you know, I want to do XYZ and then get an internship and be like, oh, this isn't what I want to do. And now it's your senior year, and what are you going to do? If you can get that experience in whatever field it is, your freshman year or sophomore year, and realize, you know, this is something I want to do, then you can continue there. If it's not, you still have 2 or 3 years to try out another area of that field.
What if you get a student like that? How do you direct them differently? What are you saying to them? Because obviously it can be, you know, that's their goal of life, and it's been crushed in literally maybe about 2 or 3 months. What do you tell them to do?
I try to just, you know, have conversations with them about, well, what interests you? You know, if you thought it was going to be athletic communications, let's just say,
right,
and, you know, you think well, it interests me because I'm a really good people person. Well, what about ticket sales? What about marketing? Like, you can be a good people person in a number of different segments. So just trying to figure out what other areas of that field may interest them and help, you know, whether it's connect them to somebody, you know, whether it's to job shadow or just have a field interview or something like that, just to explore different areas and segments of the industry.
Certainly one of the things that we have great we're so close to Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore. We also have professional sports teams right in the area, Harrisburg, Lancaster, York. Does that help for attracting students and also finding them positions?
It does, and we're lucky, especially within the sport management program, with our alumni bases. We have, you know, not alumni that aren't just within the Mid-Atlantic region. You know, they're spread out all over, and with the networking that our professors have built up, you know, I mean, we have opportunities nationwide for our students to get involved in, you know, at least from the sport management standpoint. And I know, just knowing other people on campus, it's not just limited to the sport management. It's a number of our other majors as well.
Matt Day, Associate Athletic Director here at York College, thank you very much for joining us on SpartanCast.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, WVYC.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!